Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Philip Tunnicliffe. The Mississippi River is older than we thought. In fact, three times older than previous records suggested. We have always believed the Mississippi began flowing about 20 million years ago. However, because of the work of a Southern Illinois University instructor and her graduate student, it is now believed to have started flowing 70 million years ago. Sally Potter McIntyre, associate professor in SIU's Earth Systems and Sustainability Department, in 2013, with her then graduate student, Jeremy Breeden, wanted to date deposits of sedimentary rock, so she led a team of researchers to begin dating rock found at Illinois' southernmost tip. To do this, the researchers separated particulates, called zircons, from bags of sedimentary rock collected by her team. These particulates are found as grains of sand. After separating the zircons from the other sedimentary materials, she and her graduate student went to the University of Arizona to perform the dating analysis. A little background. Uranium found in zircons eventually breaks down and forms lead. By calculating the amount of uranium and lead in the zircons, they were able to date the sediments, which Potter McIntyre said produces a specific fingerprint based on the different ages and formations of the sand grains. This fingerprint was statistically compared to other rock units, and it was determined that the closest match was to older rocks in the Illinois Basin, a geographic area centered in Illinois that contains significant deposits of coal and other minerals. This suggests that a river was eroding those rocks and transporting the grains to the south. The discovery was significant enough to earn a nod from Smithsonian Magazine last month. The article said the extraordinary new findings are helping us better understand the monumental events beginning in the late Cretaceous period that gave rise to the Mississippi, swelling it to gargantuan proportions. This study is certainly a good example of how science works.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.